as heretics if they want. They have the right to deal with apostates. But the bigger issue is that the Catholic Church has clearly identified since that time that it includes all the daughters, the so-called daughters of the Protestant world, as under its authority. So when it's saying that those that are going to uphold Sunday should be treated as a heretic, if we understand our history, and if we understand what the Great Controversy has warned us about, then we understand that the implications are more serious than that. When that letter came out, Pat Robertson made a statement. If you're not familiar with who Pat Robertson is, if you're coming to these meetings, by the time we get through with them, you'll know who he is. He's the head of the Christian Coalition, and we're going to talk a great deal about the Christian Coalition, how they are controlling the Congress of the United States today. And I'm using the word controlling very specifically, not accidentally. But after that letter came out, this is what Pat Robertson wrote. This is from an undated letter that was written on Christian Coalition stationery, August 17th, 1988. And it's a long letter. I'm going to read part of it. But the opening words in the letter was, "It was a very good day for America." But as you drop down into the letter, it says this: "Concerning Pope John Paul's July encyclical, Deus Domini, I too heartily agree with this world's great spiritual leader. It is time to give Sunday, the day of worship, the recognition it demands. It is time to pass our legislated agenda and stop profaning the Lord's Day. Revelation 1:10. Somebody, some people who do care about the moral crisis of our nation must act to save our nation before it's forever too late." So Protestants recognize that Roman encyclical as a wonderful, some Protestants, but this Protestant happens to be one of the main movers and shakers in the Protestant world in the United States. They identify that letter as coming from the world's great spiritual leader and as something that they agreed with. Now, we had talked about the royal edicts followed by general councils, and the general councils, one of them that I would emphasize, took place last year at the United Nations. This is a statement about the gathering of the 1,000 religious leaders that took place at the UN. This is from the Washington Times. It says, "In one of the world body's most ambitious projects, more than 1,000 clerics, from cardinals and rabbis to imams and patriarchs, will join gurus and ministers at the body's New York headquarters in August," which they did. Ted Turner said to the Secretary of the United Nations, and Ted Turner is a multi-millionaire or billionaire in the United States, owns CNN and some other things, and he, if you remember a few years ago, gave a donation to the United Nations of $1 billion,